You're listening to 90.3 FM KEXP Seattle. You can find us online at kexp.org. I'm Cheryl Waters, host of the Midday Show on KEXP. I'm very excited to have back in the KEXP studios Coco Rosie. Welcome.
Thank you.
Coco Rosie live on KEXP. I feel nearly speechless sitting in a room watching you perform. Always does that. It's great to have you here. Thanks so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having us.
The band is playing tonight at the Showbox and a new album out called Gray Oceans. You just heard a couple of tunes from that. And I had read that you wrote and recorded the album all over the world. Is that because you had to write and record between and while touring, or were you sort of making home in those different places?
We broke it up between a lot of tours. And used that as a kind of random map to explore new studios and in places that we wouldn't necessarily go seeking studios.
Where are some of the more interesting places that you spent some time making the record?
Well, it was more the studios that were interesting. In Argentina, we recorded in a studio called Panda, which was all analog with really beautiful microphones and a really special piano.
You have some very interesting instrumentation in your band, and one might expect that you would go to a toy store to shop for some of these. But when you are putting your songs together, do you think about the instrument, the ideas? I know you go to nature for a lot of your inspiration, and you definitely cover a lot of different types of soundscapes, and I guess you would call it genres. Do you have a specific inspiration when you start an album, or is it just sort of a playful?
It's very playful. Particularly this record is all began with improvisation. So it took us a while to kind of unweed and uncover sort of mess that we made. We had, I don't know, 30 songs or so, maybe more, that we were trying to understand. So the themes and the personality of the record really surfaced kind of after the fact.
Your artwork has always been very playful as well. You use all sorts of artwork, and the photographs that you use on Gray Oceans definitely have a very haunting but playful and somber feel to them. I'm curious to know if that's just something fun, like let's go out and make this, or this is going to align with what we're talking about in the album.
It was pretty serious. We took a lot of photographs this winter in New Mexico outside, and right in the middle of the winter, we were standing in like a frozen river, and by then we had the title and the songs, you know, all already together for the record. So we were really trying to represent the essence of the record.
It definitely feels very haunting and serious. I never would have guessed it was in New Mexico. That sort of snowscape making me think of Eastern Europe or something like that.
Yeah, that's interesting. I think that makes more sense. Conceptually to the music, it was just sort of a fantasy landscape for us. It didn't necessarily need to be in New Mexico.
Fantasy is the perfect word for it. And the album, absolutely beautiful. It's called Gray Oceans. You can see Coco Rosie tonight at the Showbox, and more music now on KEXP.
Flashes in the sky. We climbed the rocks in snow and rain in search of magic power.
Coco Rosie live on KEXP.
Yeah. arguments must learn to sway in. And the vain says that she makes her final passage after humans long have ravaged, cosmos, for the dying planet with falling foes.
Coco Rosie live on KEXP. I feel like an emotional jellyfish right now. It's sort of an overload of sight and sound to see you and hear you. And the album Great Oceans, absolutely stunning. But to see this band live, there's nothing quite like it. Playing tonight at the Showbox here in Seattle. Thank you again so much for stopping by.
Thank you.
This is KEXP Seattle.